on the Fox 96.9. This is the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Championship game. Thank you, our corporate sponsor, Stephen Gumb, your State Farm insurance agent. Also, S&M Butcher Shop out of Hartville, Arnold Trucking and Excavating. Also, Ryan Wynn, your shelter insurance agent in Hartville. And in Norwood, Gunter Construction. These two teams, Tyler, they met, oh, a couple weeks ago at Norwood. And Norwood got the win. 42-36 was that final score at Norwood. These are state championship teams right here. Norwood won the state championship in 2022. Hartville won it in 24, 21, 20, and 16.
Yeah.
Numerous trips to the Final Four, but
a lot of experience on both sides of the floor tonight, you know, with that late postseason ball game. You've got both teams that know how to win. Both teams are going to play their tails off tonight.
Well, yeah, two really good coaches. You know, Hartville, I think it's the common consensus around is, you know, Hartville, fantastic defensively, don't quite have the offensive power, you know, that they've had in years past. Norwood, they've got
the offensive power, but the defense, and I'm not going to say they don't play good defense because they really do play good defense, but is it to the level of Hartville? Maybe.
We're fixing
to find out.
So these two teams, this will probably not be the last time they face one another. As we go through the starters for your Hartville Eagles, Peyton Todville, Boone Garrison, and also Mason Todville. And we'll see Harmon John. He's a transfer from Gainesville. And Jackson Ward will round out the starting five for Hartville. For Norwood, and oh, by the way, Hartville's ranked number 5 in Class 2. Norwood is ranked number 1 in Class 2. Norwood is 18-1 on the year. Hartville, 15-5. You look at the 5 losses. They lost to West Plains.
West Plains.
Rogersville. Willard. Norwood, you know.
All powerhouse schools.
Starting for Norwood, Cooper Vaughn, Peyton McDerris, Noah Drake, Carter Kelly, and Gunnar Bradshaw. Now, Norwood, we'll see Pierce Lawson, Andrew Bradshaw, and Gary Williams. Norwood will play a solid 8. Hartville, we'll see Gus Sinning and Jordan O'Quinn. Hartville's, you know, will go 7. Norwood will go 8, and we are about to get this underway. West Plains, if you're just tuning in, West Plains won over Mountain Grove 77-48. And Hartville will win the tip. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Hartville's going to work to the right. They'll start it out top with Garrison. Garrison now will give it up to Mason Cogdill. Garrison gets it right back. Garrison will go to Johns. Johns with the crossover. Finds a lane. Goes up. And a foul.
Boy. So the first possession, we already see the challenge inside.
So Harmon Johns will go to the line and shoot 2. That foul is against Gunnar Bradshaw, number 40, post player for Norwood. First one's no good. Hits the back of the iron. Kicks out. So these two teams, again, top 5 in Class 2, and they're in the same district.
Yeah.
Second free throw's good. Hartville's on the board first.
Yeah, we're getting a preview of more than likely a district championship game right here tonight.
Out top for Norwood, they'll start Peyton McDerris with the basketball. They'll cheat over to the left side, reverse it back to the right, takes it to the wing. Now we got an illegal screen on Norwood.
Number 11.
Yep, Noah Drake. Norwood's going to extend their defense. Full court pressure. They'll get it across now into the corner. Ward will dribble in. Short jumper goes up, no good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Norwood. Peyton McDerris pulls it down. He starts the offense. They'll pitch it to the right side to the wing to Bradshaw. Gunnar Bradshaw back to McDerris. McDerris will flip it over to Kelly. Carter Kelly brings it back out top. Noah Drake spins it off. Here's Bradshaw for three. It's up, in, and out. No good. Rebound Drake. Now a foul underneath the basket. That's going to go against Hartville. Thank Jackson Ward is the guilty party. That's his first. Team foul number two, or number one. Inside, stripped to the basketball. Hartville comes up with it, pushing it down the floor.
What a move.
Mason Cogdill. 3-0. Hartville, Norwood at the other end. Shot put up, no good. Peyton Cogdill with the rebound. Garrison gets it to Johns. Johns to Ward. Mason Cogdill to Peyton Cogdill. Garrison for three. Off the rim, no good. And Ward gets the rebound, gets knocked down, throws it up into the air, and it's controlled by Peyton Cogdill. Mason Cogdill. At the wing, he'll back up. They'll reset with Garrison. Garrison gets it to Ward. Ward at the left wing, right in front of the Norwood bench. Gives it up. Peyton Cogdill for three, and that's off the mark, no good. It's going to be picked up by Noah Drake. Drake out top. Going to fire a three. It's good. And the Norwood Pirates are on the board. It's tied up at three apiece. 5:22 to go here in the first. Championship basketball on the Fox 96.9 of the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. Hartville behind the volleyball line with Garrison. Garrison's going to drive to the basket, high off the glass, up and in for two. That's a nice screen Peyton Cogdill set.
It was.
Out top, Gunnar Bradshaw for Norwood. He'll flip it over to Vaughn. Vaughn spins it to Carter Kelly. Carter Kelly spins in the paint, now kicks it back out. Gunnar Bradshaw goes up, four-footer, front of the rim, no good, but a whistle.
Oh, they're going to get Jackson Ward again. That's going to be his second. You got Gus Sinning coming off the bench.
Sinning sports the number 20 at the free throw line. Gunnar Bradshaw for Norwood. He will shoot a couple. First one is good. Sinning into the ball game. Ward will grab a seat. 4:44 to go in the first. Gunnar Bradshaw ties it up at five apiece. Full court pressure by Norwood. And Hartville
with a turnover
throws it away. That's their first. Norwood basketball on their baseline. Good motion, good movement, then they'll kick it into Noah Drake. Noah Drake gives it right back to Cooper Vaughn. Vaughn will peel it over to McDerris. McDerris back to Drake. Drake for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Mason Cogdill. Cogdill pitches it to Boone Garrison. Boone Garrison at the volleyball line, picked up by Cooper Vaughn. Works it to the left side to Peyton Cogdill. Peyton Cogdill out top. Here's a three by Hartville. Good. Harmon John, wide open. Norwood packing it in. Carter Kelly with the basketball, working against Boone Garrison. He'll give it up. Here's a drive by McDerris. Fadeaway. What
a
shot.
Tough shot.
Hartville, long pass down the floor. Mason Cogdill catches. Brings it back out. Boone Garrison. Garrison bounce pass to Cogdill. Peyton catches. Mason Cogdill at the wing. He's going to fire a three. Good. Here's Carter Kelly for three off the rim. That's no good. Rebound taken by Hartville. Boone Garrison out top for the Hartville Eagles. Flips it. Mason Cogdill. Harmon Johns. Shoulder fake. Drives in. Lays it over the front of the rim for two more.
We got a timeout, Norwood.
13-7. And the crowd roars. We'll take a 30-second timeout. It's championship basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
In Hartville, see shelter insurance agent Ryan Wynn for all your insurance needs.
All right, welcome back. As Tyler just said off air, well, you tell him.
Well, I mean, we're
in for a good one.
We're in for a good one. We're watching two high-intensity offenses go at it right now. And, you know, normally, like we talked pregame, we're looking at Hartville for the defensive side,
yeah.
Very patient on the offense, but they have turned up the dials here tonight. They are in attack mode right now.
Carter Kelly for the Norwood Pirates brings it down the floor. He's between the circles, bounces it to the right side, caught by Drake. Drake brings it out top to McDerris. McDerris reverses it opposite corner to Kelly. Kelly goes inside, loose basketball gathered up by Vaughn. Vaughn will back out behind the three-point line. Puts it on the floor, front of the rim, one-hander, up, no good. Rebound is Vaughn, Cooper Vaughn, gets the shot and the offensive putback. And now we got a foul. That's going to be on Carter Kelly. So, Hartville basketball. Gus Sinning will toss it in on the sideline. Right in front of the Hartville Pep team or group. Saturday night high school basketball, championship basketball. It just doesn't get much better. Double team out top, Norwood with the pressure. Oh, and they're going to call a foul. And Coach Brett Reed right now is telling
Cooper Vaughn.
That's his first. Coach Reed's like, why are you picking the basketball up in the corner? You just stepped across the timeline. So, yeah, that's a no-no. Boone Garrison out top. Flips it over to Sinning. Sinning back to Garrison. Garrison high post Cogdill. Cogdill, Mason Cogdill. That's two more. Here comes the Norwood Pirates. Peyton McDerris from Drake. McDerris has his pocket pick. It's a takeaway deal by Peyton Cogdill. 15-9, 1:47 to go in the first. Boone Garrison makes a spin move, bounces to Peyton Cogdill. And it's a very, very surgical type offense that Hartville is displaying on Norwood, and it's got the Pirates scratching their heads. Big thank you again to our corporate sponsor, Stephen Gum, your State Farm insurance agent in Mountain Grove, along with S&M Butcher Shop. And out of Hartville, Arnold Trucking and Excavating, and Ryan Wynn, your shelter insurance agent, and in Norwood, Gunter Construction.
Well, you think Coach Reed and the Hartville Eagles are wanting to make a statement after this first matchup
a couple weeks ago? Well, we're seeing, you know, more attack.
Yes. I mean, they're making one, maybe two passes, and they're shooting layups. I mean, they're getting wide open looks, very high percentage looks, and they're knocking them down right now.
Coach Chadwell, he talked things over with his Pirates, and they'll bring it in. Peyton McDerris will start it for the Pirates, works off to the left side, keeps the dribble, brings it back between the circles. Hartville, look at this, not man-to-man. They've fallen into a zone. How many times do you think you've had anybody ever say that before? Norwood works it to the right side. Cooper Vaughn. Vaughn will give it up to McDerris. McDerris peels it over Gary Williams, who checked into the ball game. Here's a drive on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Gunner or Boone Garrison. Garrison will be met by Cooper Vaughn out top. Sittings will use the dribble, bring it back out top. Johns. Johns gets it to Mason Cogdill. Mason Cogdill, high post. Peyton Cogdill back to Mason. Going up.
Gonna get a charge.
Mason Cogdill with his first team foul, number three. Hartville will be shooting free throws the next foul as Norwood has four. 17-9.
30 seconds left. First quarter.
Peyton McDerris with the basketball. Sets up at the wing. Brings it out top. Here's a three by Vaughn.
Boom.
Good. Cooper Vaughn with the tray. He's got 5 points, and that makes it a five-point ball game. 13 seconds to go in the first. Johns, oh, where's the 5 seconds? Oh, now they, that's close to a 5 seconds. Now they'll work it to Mason Cogdill. Here's a three at the buzzer. No good. So, a dandy first quarter of basketball. Norwood trailing Hartville, 17-12. We'll take 60 seconds. Come right back with the second. It's championship basketball on the Fox 96.9.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gum, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
And welcome back. 17-12, your score, Hartville, and championship basketball on the Fox. This is the championship game of the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. Number one in the state, Norwood, playing number five in the state, Hartville. Norwood with the basketball. McDerris catches at the wing, brings it out top to Vaughn. Vaughn will get a screen set, works it to the right, pulls up for three more. It's off the rim, no good. Mason Cogdill with the rebound. Garrison gets it to Sinning. Mason Cogdill right back to Sinning. Loose ball, knocked away, out of bounds.
Turnover, turnover.
Lazy pass. That's, you know, both these teams, you throw something soft and easy like that, that's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, somebody's ready to pounce on it.
Can the Norwood Pirates capitalize on the turnover? Gary Williams at the wing, catches, he'll flip it out to Andrew Bradshaw. Like I said, you know, Norwood will play all nine. Noah Drake uses the left hand, takes it in, pulls up, shoots. Oh, it rims out. No good. Rebound taken by Harmon Johns. Johns will hand it off to Boone Garrison, Hartville, in the blue uniforms. Norwood in the white. Garrison gets it to Sinning. Sinning right back to Garrison. Look at how Norwood's really packing it in now.
Yeah, you see Hartville kind of settling down, getting their offense into check right here.
Well,
yeah, Coach Reed, he's not liking something.
Mason Garrison, or Mason Cogdill, they'll roll it to Peyton Cogdill. Garrison catches. Johns with the shot fake. Brings it back out top. Here's a three off the rim. No good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Andrew Bradshaw. Running down the floor. Gets it off to Lawson. And then Lawson has it knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Norwood.
Jackson Ward coming back in for Gus Sennings.
That's one thing. Norwood now, they are on attack. On a missed shot, they're making that long pass down the floor. Norwood's going to bring it in on the baseline. McDerris brings it in to Kelly. Carter Kelly will start it with Cooper Vaughn. Cooper Vaughn gets it to Andrew Bradshaw. Now baseline drive up and in. Count it. 2 points for Noah Drake. Hartville now looking at the pressure put on by the Norwood Pirates. They'll get it to Johns. Johns brings it right back out to Garrison. Here comes the double team. Johns catches. He thought about the three. There's another double team. Johns skips it across. Mason Cogdill for three. Off the rim, no good. And it's a loose ball. And jump ball is what they're going to call. And possession arrow, Hartville. Oh, they're going to reverse it. Yeah. It is Hartville basketball. So checking back in for Norwood, Gunner Bradshaw, number 40. Hartville triggering it in. Boone Garrison on the baseline. And they'll throw it out top. It's caught by Mason Cogdill. Johns. Back into the ball game. Jackson Ward gets it to Peyton Cogdill.
That was a good idea, but the backside help was,
it was already coming. So Hartville again will toss it in. Boone Garrison looking. Oh, he had Peyton there for a second. And he gets it to Peyton Cogdill. Now Peyton will back it up.
17-14, 5 minutes left.
At the wing, Peyton Cogdill on the left side, out top, Mason. Mason flips it over to Garrison. Garrison trying to find some separation. Gets it to Jackson. Mason Cogdill for three. He's got 10 points. Half of Hartville's points. 20-14. Here's a three by Norwood. Up no good. And the rebound will go to Garrison. Sneak it up on the halfway mark here in the first half. 4:25 to go. Hartville up by 6, 20-14. A lot of basketball to be played. In the corner, here's a three by Johns. It's good. Armin Johns, his second three of the game. 23-14. Norwood, there's going to be a reach in. That's going to be on Johns. Or no, they're going to call it on Mason Cogdill. Thought it was. See if they. Yep. No, that's. Ooh, that's two on Mason Cogdill.
Sure is.
And that's the one.
So now you've got Mason Cogdill with two, Jackson Ward with two.
And as far as, you know, a huge advantage, it's going to be the bench, and that goes to Norwood. Here's the drive. McDerris, left hand, goes up, no good.
And they're going to get Harmon Johns.
That's his first. Or I have it as his first.
Yes, that is correct.
So shooting a couple, Peyton McDerris for Norwood. Norwood has not, no, they've scored two. Make it three. Second one is on the way. It is up. That's no good. Rebound taken by Peyton Cogdill.
23-15, Hartville lead.
3:54 to go. Jackson, Garrison, Oh, tried for an alley-oop, and that's going to be three on Mason Cogdill. That's big. Because Hartville does not have the bench. That will get Jordan O'Quinn up for Hartville. He wears number one. Now, Jordan can shoot the ball, but this is a physical game here. I mean, this
Yeah, there's a lot of contact inside.
23-15, Hartville. Norwood with the basketball. McDerris drives, kicks it out to Vaughn. Vaughn gives it to Noah Drake, and Noah Drake gets two more.
Now you're seeing the guard play for Norwood just kind of pick up here in the last two or three possessions.
Dipped out of bounds. Gets a piece of it. Peyton McDerris, it'll stay with Hartville.
When Norwood goes into this small, when Bradshaw's on the bench and they kind of go into a smaller lineup, you see the guards just cutting off each pass.
And they're going to trap, and they're trapping everything out top. Harville's working it side to side, and there it is. It was just a matter of time. Inside, two more! Here comes the Pirates! Back-to-back takeaway.
Timeout by Hartville.
23-17, 3 minutes to go. We're back in 30 seconds. It's championship basketball on the Fox.
Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville, is proud to be a sponsor of Hartville Eagle Basketball. At Arnold Trucking and Excavating, they value each customer and work hard to make sure the job is done correctly and efficiently. Call them at 417-718-2206 to see how they can help with all of your hauling and dirt work needs. Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville. Go Eagles!
All right, welcome back. 23-19, and, you know, Hartville scored 6 points.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in the second.
It's a game of adjustments and momentum right now. I mean, you saw in the first quarter, Hartville came out and just lit it up, and now you're seeing the exact opposite in the Norwood side. Now that they've went to the smaller, well, Bradshaw came back in during that timeout. So when they had those, you know, basically five guards on the floor,
yeah,
it was a matchup nightmare for Hartville.
And Peyton Cogdill into the corner, a three put up, no good. Johns with the rebound, nice offensive board. Here's another three put up, that's no good, knocked away out of bounds. And it was last touched by Hartville. So the Pirates with a chance to cut it a bit closer. Checking in, number 20, Andrew Bradshaw. Andrew checks in for Gunner Bradshaw.
Yeah, Norwood's got a chance to make it a one-possession game here.
Peyton McDerris, Noah Drake. Noah Drake brings it out top to Carter Kelly. Carter Kelly off to Bradshaw. Here's a drive. That's Char.
Going the other way. Jordan O'Quinn taking a charge.
That was big.
That was big on Peyton McDerris. For his second?
First.
Yeah.
Team foul number one in the second. So Norwood, again, they're going to extend their defense. Triggering it in will be Jackson Ward. Gets it to O'Quinn. O'Quinn, nice pass down the floor to Johns. Johns gets it back to O'Quinn. Now, another thing, too, with O'Quinn out there, the length of Norwood, that's going to create a problem.
It is.
Ward will bring it out. O'Quinn catches at the wing. O'Quinn finds the lane, drives. Can't get it to go, fight for the rebound, but it'll be controlled by Carter Kelly. Inside, skip pass, outside, driving in, Vaughn, that's a walk.
I've got three.
Yeah,
three.
Norwood.
Norwood's got three turnovers, and Hartville, I've got them for four.
Yep. 1:39 to go in the first half, 23-19. Both teams really getting after it defensively. Boone Garrison works it to Peyton Cogdill. Peyton Cogdill finds the lane, goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two.
We'll get Gary Williams on that one.
That's his first team foul, number two. Peyton Cogdill shooting two. He's got 2 points. First one hits the front of the rim, no good. Carter Kelly checks back in for Norwood, takes the place of Gary Williams.
Norwood, very, very senior loaded.
Second one's good, fast.
Yeah, you've got eight varsity players, and five of them are seniors. You've got three juniors.
Cooper Vaughn will start it with McDerris. McDerris goes baseline. Lots of contact, no whistle. A three in the corner's good by Cooper Vaughn. And it's a two-point ball game. And a reach-in foul on Carter Kelly. That's his second. So, Carter Kelly, he's the only Pirate with two fouls. Hartville is the team in foul trouble here early. Boone Garrison for the Eagles.
24-22.
Oh, he has his pocket pick by Vaughn, and he can't cash it in, but the putback is good for Gary Williams.
Good follow. Good follow there by Gary Williams.
We're tied up at 24, 30 seconds to go before halftime. Championship game of the Family Pharmacy Panthers Classic. Number one in the state, Norwood. Number five in the state, Hartville. Duking it out, tied up. Kicks it to the corner. Johns thought about a three, gives it back up with 15 seconds.
Tie ball game.
Garrison. Picked up by Cooper Vaughn. Garrison back into the corner. Here's a three. Good. Harmon Johns, his third three. And Hartville will take the lead to the locker room. 27-24. And we've got 16 more minutes of this to go. It's a heavyweight. It's a slugfest. Just duking it out, left and right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go through first half stats. You're listening. Championship basketball on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville, is proud to be a sponsor of Hartville Eagle Basketball. At Arnold Trucking and Excavating, they value each customer and work hard to make sure the job is done correctly and efficiently. Call them at 417-718-2206 to see how they can help with all of your hauling and dirt work needs. Arnold Trucking and Excavating, based in Hartville. Go Eagles!
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gum, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
All right, welcome back. 27-24, it's the half. Hartville with the lead. Going through the scoring for Norwood, Cooper Vaughn, 8. Peyton McDerris, 5. Noah Drake, 7. Gunnar Bradshaw, 2. Gary Williams with 2. For Hartville, Peyton Cogdill with 3. Boone Garrison with 2. Mason Cogdill has 10. Armin Johns with 12.
Should we ask for more?
I mean,
everything that you thought this game should have, we've seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, great defense, high-intensity offense.
And I've got Norwood with 4 turnovers, Hartville with 5.
Yeah. Very, very clean, very clean game. Both teams, like Hartville, shooting 4 of 10 from the 3 line. Norwood shoots 4 of 9 from the 3 line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both teams are just getting up and down the floor. You see really good offenses taking what the defenses are giving them.
Yeah.
I mean, we had, in that first quarter we were talking about it, I think Norwood was kind of rolled back on their heels just a little bit, thinking that the Hartville offense was going to be into that, you know, multiple pass, multiple screens, get a good look. And what, Coach Reed came out and did was, I mean, they're looking to score off the first or second pass, you know, one or two screens, and we're getting, we're taking really high percentage shots.
Well, each team has 13 rebounds. I mean, Hartville has 9 defensive boards, 3 offensive boards. Norwood has 8 defensive rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about as even, I mean, score everything about it.
And like, you know, like what we were just talking about, Hartville kind of takes charge of the first quarter. Norwood comes in, kind of regroups. Coach Chadwell makes some adjustments. They come out, they kind of own the second quarter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got 2 really top-notch coaches coaching their tails off down here. And, I mean, we're just lucky to sit here and watch it.
I talked to Coach Chadwell, you know, we did before the game. It's like, well, you know, I mean, you're probably going to see Hartville again.
You're right.
I mean, it's hard, you know. I mean, do you throw everything out on the table in this game?
Right.
Or do you kind of hold things back and just play? They're throwing it all out.
And I loved his comment.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Hartville beat us 3 times last year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing
He's playing to win.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun, and we've got another half of it coming. You know, a lot of people are going, there you go. You know, not many points scored. Folks, it's not been slow.
No. No, not at all.
It's just, you got 2 teams that can play defense. You got 2 teams that can handle the basketball, and it's tough to find a shot.
Yeah.
And it's a game of adjustment, so
both teams, I mean, you know, if they don't get a good look, both teams have the capabilities of running a 30 or 45 second offensive possession.
I think both of these coaches are like, we can't let if our opponent gets up 10, we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, we got to keep it within 10.
But the one thing we failed to mention, and it's something definitely to keep an eye on, Mason Cogdill has 3 fouls. Jackson Ward has 2. Now, these 2 teams are pretty even, but the difference in these 2 teams is the depth that Norwood has. You know, we're seeing Gary Williams come in, Andrew Bradshaw come in, Pierce Lawson come in. Norwood doesn't drop off.
Right, yeah. I mean, they've got 8 on the roster, and they play 8.
Now, Hartville not taking anything away. You know, Jordan O'Quinn, he can hit the three. He did against West Plains. He can score. But there's physically the size, it is what makes it harder on Jordan O'Quinn. Gus Sinning is the sixth man. You know, he'll come in. And that's usually Hartville likes to play about six.
Yeah.
But tonight, you know, we're going to see Truett Coriel in the ball game. Jordan O'Quinn's going to have to play more minutes. And now, Hartville and Norwood was able to take advantage of it. Norwood and Hartville both, they're really going to get after it defensively. Now Hartville, with Cogdill, Mason, picking up his third, kind of got it back
a little bit. Yeah, and Norwood's going to expose that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, whoever he's guarding is going to know he's got three, and I'm going right at it.
Right, that's right. Hey, we're going to take 2 minutes, and we're coming back with the second half. It's championship basketball on the Fox.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
In Hartville, see shelter insurance agent Ryan Wynn for all your insurance needs.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second half. Championship game of the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. 3-point ball game. And it will be Norwood basketball to start the second half. Mason Cogdill stays on the bench. Gus Sinning stays in the ball game. Norwood comes out with their starters, Vaughn McDerris, Drake Kelly, and Bradshaw. Norwood in the corner with Kelly. We'll bring it back out to McDerris. McDerris gets it to Drake. Drake to Vaughn. Vaughn in the corner brings it out top to McDerris. McDerris. Here's Bradshaw for three and a chance to tie it up. No good. Rebound. Cogdill. Payton. Now Norwood's going to slow it down a little bit, be a little more methodical maybe. They'll spin it around the perimeter, Peyton Cogdill out top. Drive in and a blocking foul. And going to the line to shoot two, Jackson Ward.
They're going to get Noah Drake on that one.
That will be his second. Jackson Ward a chance to get into the scorebook, and he does. It's the first one. Two-possession ball game here. Second free throw is up, and good. He makes them both. 29-24. Hartville, Norwood with the basketball. Kelly to Drake on the baseline. McDerris. Back outside to Kelly. Man-to-man by the Hartville Eagles. Bradshaw, Gunner, gives it up to Vaughn. Vaughn right back out top to Gunner Bradshaw. Carter Kelly catches. Looks inside, has it knocked away, and it's going to be a foul. That'll be on Boone Garrison.
Boone Garrison.
So checking out is Gunner Bradshaw. And checking in is Pierce Lawson. Inside, off the glass, up and in, count it. Peyton McTerris, he's tough. He's got 7 points now. 29-26. Johns gets it from Garrison, gets it right back. Jackson, he'll use the dribble now. Peyton McTerris flashes to the basket. Sinning comes out. Jackson will roll it out top to Garrison. Garrison. Johns. Peyton McTerris at the wing. Right back to Johns. Johns out top. Jackson. Off to Garrison. Top to key, Jackson. Good defense by Norwood. Peyton McTerris. He's going to take it in. Spins. The one-hander. What a shot.
Good move.
5 points for Peyton Cogdill. There's a walk on Norwood. Turnover. And Mason Cogdill now is going to come in with 5:48 to go. Mason playing will come out here with three fouls. Sinning stays right at the front of the bench. Is this going to be an offensive, defensive, possible type substitution thing? Garrison, long pass, Mason Cogdill catches.
Didn't take him long to get back involved in this.
No, he's got 12 now, 33-26. Norwood, Kelly with the basketball, brings it out top to Drake. Drake to McDerris at the free throw line, off the rim, no good. Mason Cogdill with the rebound. Garrison out top. Oh, he fakes the hand. What a feed. But Peyton Cogdill couldn't finish.
Just comes up short.
Front of the rim. Norwood at the other end. Cooper Vaughn.
33-26.
Going to attack. No, he gives it up underneath. Loses the basketball. No, he does not. And that's going to be a timeout or?
Got a foul.
Got a foul. Okay.
Got a turnover from Norwood,
yeah. And the foul is on Gary Williams. Hartville with the basketball.
More full court pressure here by Norwood.
Oh, uh-oh. Harrison, pocket is picked. Front of the rim. Cooper Vaughn with two. Long pass down the floor. Mason Cogdill with the catch. Gives it up to Garrison. Garrison over to John. John's had the hot hand in the first half. Garrison back to Mason Cogdill. Here's a three for Garrison. It's good. Boy, those hurt in these tight games.
36-28.
Carter Kelly throws a three up. No good. Peyton McDerris with the rebound.
4 minutes left here in the third.
Peyton Cogdill. The Boone Garrison. Boone Garrison working against Cooper Vaughn, who's really played great defensively. Peyton Cogdill, front of the rim. Can't get it to go, but we've got a whistle. Oh, so they're going to call a charge on Peyton Cogdill.
Peyton Cogdill.
Ooh, Coach Reed does not like that. Because he went for the shot. He didn't make it. He got the rebound and went up.
Yep. With Pierce Lawson comes back in.
For the Norwood Pirates. McDerris. Vaughn. Opposite side. McDerris drives in. Too hard off the glass. No good. Johns gets the rebound. Johns to Garrison. Back to Johns. Johns gets it across the timeline. Johns will feed it to Garrison. Garrison gets to Peyton Cogdill. Cogdill back out top to Garrison. Garrison looks for a lane and a foul. just amazing watching these two teams work, how they're willing to dribble it in the paint, you know.
Yeah.
That's going to be two on Peyton McDaris, his second. Team foul number three. Hartville will bring it in on the baseline. Jackson throws it out top to Garrison. Boom. As his dribble, he's picked up by Cooper Vaughn. Garrison's going to drive into the baseline, nowhere to go. Vaughn is right there with him. Uh-oh, he picks it up in the corner. Brett Reed is kind of saying what I say a lot. Why, if you're going to the corner, you pick your dribble up.
Have something in mind when you before you go there. Don't just go there and stop.
Hey, big thank you again to our corporate sponsor, Stephen Gum, State Farm Insurance Agent in Mountain Grove, also S&M Butcher Shop, and supporting the Hartville Eagles, Arnold Trucking and Excavating, along with Ryan Wynn, your shelter insurance agent in Hartville, and out of Norwood, Gunter Construction. 2:59 to go in the third, 36-28. As Norwood's never led. Has never had a lead. They tied it.
They tied it, but they have never led in this game. 36-28, Hartville lead. 3 minutes to go here in the third.
And it will be Hartville basketball. Mason Cogdale, you know, if you're Hartville, if you can get out of this third quarter and Mason does not pick up any more fouls.
Yeah, then you're able to coast right on through the
kind of get back on track, you know.
Yep.
Defensively, as far as trying to get after it. Johns at the wing. Johns will get it to Jackson. Jackson gets it to Garrison. See how tight they're working it inside?
Yep.
Now they'll pull it out to the volleyball line and throw it right back in. Peyton Cogdale. Mason Cogdale. Mason in the paint. Gets it to Peyton Cogdale. Garrison will catch.
Good.
Garrison will back up.
Got a good defensive possession here for Norwood.
Yes. Uh-oh, turnover, and here's a fast break. Shot up, scoop shot, good for Noah Drake. He's got 9 points now.
Going to get a
warning, or what was it?
I guess it was a warning.
I think it was a warning, but so Hartville will toss it in. Long pass down the floor, caught by Mason Cogdale. He'll bring it out to Harmon Johns. Boy, Norwood's done a fantastic job on Peyton. Well, yeah. And Peyton Cogdale scores. And a nice drive by Cooper Vaughn.
Yeah, he answered right back. 38-32, Hartville lead.
Ward gets it to Mason Cogdale. And now inside.
Nice move.
And the foul.
Jackson Ward, big move inside on Bradshaw.
That's the, you know, when you're playing the post, you have to almost, you have to want the contact.
Yeah.
You got, you know, you can't shy away from it. We see a lot of post players, they don't do well if there's contact. And
what he did was wait for the contact and was able to make his spin move.
Yep.
And the contact is on his hip then.
So that's two on Gunner Bradshaw. And the old-fashioned three is good. 41-32. Hartville, Norwood with the basketball. There's a drive, now a kick out. Carter Kelly, he's going to be fouled, reaching in. That's going to be on Johns, maybe? 23?
23, yep. Harmon Johns.
Team foul number three. Norwood with four. Norwood with the basketball on the baseline. Cooper Vaughn will be the recipient of the inbound toss from Noah Drake. 50 seconds to go in the third.
41-32.
Noah Drake walks. That's just really good defense.
It is.
By both these teams. I've got Hartville with 7 turnovers, Norwood with 8.
Yep.
56 seconds to go, and Gary Williams checks in for Norwood. Carter Kelly comes out. Norwood will apply the pressure. There's a double team.
Ooh,
nice job dribbling through it. Oh, Mason Cogdill, he had a... That wasn't Tyler County.
No, it was not. It was not.
That would have been bombs away. Here comes Hartville now. It's tied. Oh, and he can't get it to go.
He got hammered.
He did get fouled by Noah Drake. I mean, passed up on a wide open.
Jackson Ward gets a back screen like at the elbow, and on a flex cut, he is wide open at the block.
Now he's got to earn it from the free throw line. First one is good.
So that's up to the double digits.
Wow.
10-point lead for Hartville.
32 seconds to go. Chance to stretch it out here with one more free throw. Coach Brett Reed has got rid of the sports jacket.
Yeah, it was getting a little hot down there.
Second one is good. Ward makes them both.
43-32 with 30 seconds left to go in the third.
Norwood loses the basketball. It's on the floor.
That's
oh, it's back a
backcourt.
Garrison. So
turnover and turnover.
Yeah. Both coaches have 3 timeouts in their pocket. 22 seconds to go. McDerris takes it in. Now he kicks it out. Top of the key. Noah Drake's going to fire a 3. That was big. 43-35. Denning goes up. And in for 2. Gus Denning answers for 2 off the bench. And now we got whistles.
I think it's a warning. It's the new flop rule. That's the call. That, you know, what that referee did right there, that's the sign for that call.
The flop.
Yeah.
So, Coach Reed talking with the official. Coach Chadwell coaching up his guys. 5/10 of a second. So it's a inbound touch, it's got to be a shot. So, no, 1.3 seconds. Now you got a little, you got enough time. 1 dribble, 2 dribbles, and a shot. And after 3, we got a 10-point ball game. 45-35, Hartville stretching it out to 10. With 8 more minutes to go, we'll take 60 seconds and come right back. It's championship basketball on the Fox.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs. With over 25 years of experience, specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
All right, welcome back. 45-35. And, man, this is going to be an explosive 8 minutes right here of high school basketball.
Yeah, they're going to let it fly here. I mean, anything that Norwood's got left in the tank, it's going to be left out here in this next 8 minutes.
Well, defensively, Mason Coghill is going to be somewhat reserved. If he can get to the 4 minute mark and just still have three fouls, that defensive intensity will pick up. Hartville gets the basketball, too, to start the fourth. There's a quick double team. They get it to Peyton Coghill. Peyton gives it right back to Mason. In the corner now, they get it to Peyton. Uh-oh!
What a foul!
It's almost like Hartville knew what Norwood was going to do.
They came out, get it to Peyton Coghill. They double team. He finds his brother cutting to the block, on the opposite block.
Well, that's a great pass. I mean, he made that pass with pressure in his face.
Yeah.
And that's going to be number three on Gunner Bradshaw. But now Norwood will answer back. You can take that to the bank. And the old-fashioned three will not fall. 47-35 is where we're at. Hartville with the lead. Norwood out top. Cooper Vaughn with the basketball. Works it to the right wing. Finds the lane. Going to drive in. Peyton Coghill. Deed up. And...
oh, they're going to get him for an offensive foul.
Through the Latimus.
Yeah. Kind of a... again, we've said it numerous times. So I'm not going to argue whether it was a foul or not. It's who called the foul.
Right.
Where they called it from.
Right. Carter Kelly for three. It's good. Norwood answers back. That's the first points of the game for Carter Kelly. 47-38. Mason Coghill on the baseline. Throws it out top. To Boone Garrison. Johns gets the double team. Needs some help. Splits two defenders. Gets it to Peyton Coghill. Up and in for two.
There's that X factor we were just talking about.
49-38, Hartville. At the wing. Flips it over to McDerris. McDerris stutter step. Shot fake. Goes up. Can't get it to go. Mason picks up his third or fourth. That's good coaching. That's smart players on the floor. You know, McDerris knowing he's got Mason on him, I'm going to take him to the hole.
Yeah.
First one is good. That's just smart basketball right there. So, is Coach Reed just going to leave him out there with four fouls?
Looks like he is.
Second free throw is no good. And we got another whistle.
They're going to get Peyton Coghill.
Yes, they are, and that's his third. That's big. 10-point ball game, folks. 49-39, 6:47 to go in regulation. Norwood can cut it. Single possessions right here, single point. With a bucket. Cut it to eight. Noah Drake. Gets it to Lawson. Lawson peels it off to McDerris. Drake skips it across. Lawson for three. It's up and it's no good. Peyton Coghill gets the rebound, and a foul will be called on Norwood. It's going to be on Carter Kelly, his third. But here comes pressure, and yeah, Mason Coghill's out there with four fouls. Going to ride him as long as they can, I guess.
Yep.
Peyton gets it to Mason. They get it to Garrison. Garrison takes it to the corner. Uh-oh.
Wide open.
Peyton met there, or Coghill with two. Peyton Coghill got a nice pass.
That's the downside to the full court pressure. Once it gets broken, if you don't hustle back,
Shot put up, no good. Rebound for Hartville. Norwood couldn't get it to fall. Johns out top, 51-39. Now, will we see a little more patience from Hartville?
I think we will.
Yep, there's a foul. And that's going to be on
Noah Drake.
That was a kind of a delayed whistle. Now a timeout is going to be taken by Norwood. 5:49 to go. Hartville 51, Norwood 39. It's championship basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Ready to build your barn dominium? Need a pole barn? Or want to change the siding or roof on your current structure? Gunter Construction can help you with all your construction needs. With over 25 years of experience, specializing in wood and frame construction and metal siding, Gunter Construction will use their knowledge to get you the building you want and deserve. Give Gunter Construction a call at 417-464-0492 for your next project. Gunter Construction is proud to be a sponsor of the Norwood Pirates.
Did you get it switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
In Hartville, see shelter insurance agent Ryan Wynn for all your insurance needs.
You want 51-39, Hartville, and it'll be Hartville basketball. Jackson Ward will toss it in, and it's going to get knocked away out of bounds.
Well, I thought it went off the Hartville's foot.
Cooper Vaughn is – there's so many good defensive players on both these teams, you know. I mean, Cooper Vaughn, he is really, really, really good. In the backcourt, Hartville tosses it back to Garrison. Garrison's going to work against Cooper Vaughn, and he's picked his pocket. Now there's a foul.
They're going to get Boone Garrison on a push right there at half court.
No, they got it's going to be on Cooper Vaughn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yep, Cooper, he kind of... He's picked the pocket of Boone Garrison.
Yeah, that's
like three times.
That's, I just had the wrong team.
Hartville to bring it in, and they do so to Johns. Johns gets it to Ward. Ward gets it to Garrison. Now Hartville's kind of in that spread. Peyton Cogdale to Johns. Harmon Johns. Back to Boone Garrison. In the corner to Johns from Ward. There's the double team. Dribbles out of it and makes a skip pass to Sitting. Jackson catches. Jackson's going to be fouled. And Hartville runs off about 32 seconds.
Yep. Who'd they get there? McDerris?
McDerris picks up his third. At the line, Hartville. And Jackson Ward misses the first one.
51-39.
Andrew Bradshaw comes in for Gunner Bradshaw. Hartville with the lead. Shot put up, and it won't fall.
Misses them both.
Misses them both.
5 minutes to play.
Norwood. McDerris, Kelly, Drake, opposite corner to Bradshaw. Drives, good shot, Cooper Vaughn. Hartville now, they're going to push it on the inbound, get it down floor, get into their spread offense. Here comes a double team. Peyton Cogdale. We got two Peytons. Now foul, that's going to be on Carter Kelly. That's his fourth. And now, the clock's still ticking.
Yeah.
The clock is still ticking. still go. Now they stopped it. So it should be about 4:30.
I was going to say in the 4:20s.
Yeah, about 4:30. That's where it should be. But it's a 10-point ball game, 51-41. And, you know, here's the thing. When we don't mention this enough, the clock keepers and the, you know, in a game, the pressure that they're under.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh-wee. 4:18.
Well, it's 4:30 up there.
That's about
then,
what
and,
I thought.
And
was,
then they pushed it back to 4:18.
I thought it would be about 4:30. Yeah, I mean, it legit should be about 4:30, 4:28, 4:30. You know, 4:27 to 4:30, but they're going to leave it at 4:18. Shooting a couple, Harmon John. First one's good. Hartville get another shot at it. Johns with 13 points. He had 12 in the first half. Norwood has shut him out in the second. Second one is good. 53-41. Norwood. Kelly on the baseline. Kicks it out. Vaughn pulls up for three. Hits the rim. No good tip. And it's going to be out of bounds. Norwood basketball. Carter Kelly will inbound for the Pirates. With 4:06 to go. We're at the halfway point here. Carter Kelly catches. Working against Boone Garrison. Noah Drake for three.
Ooh.
Count it. Big three by Noah Drake. Loose ball, but it's picked up by Peyton Cogdill. Off to Sinning. Sinning hits it to Ward. Ward's going to take it down to the baseline. And a foul. That's going to be against Norwood. And that's going to be on Peyton McDerrick, his fourth. So now all of a sudden, Peyton McDerrick with four. Noah Drake with four. Carter Kelly with four. Gunnar Bradshaw with three. Back to the line, Jackson Ward shooting two. He's missed three in a row.
Three in a row.
Boy, in a game like this, that's big. Second one is good. So he's 1 of 4. He was 5 for 5 in the third. 10-point ball game. 54-44, Hartville. Norwood going baseline. Andrew Bradshaw gives it up. McDerrick kicks it out. Finds Vaughn. Vaughn's had the hot hand here in the second half for the Pirates. Vaughn right back to McDerrick. McDerrick goes baseline. Goes up. No good. And it's going to be a foul on Sinning. His first two shots for Peyton McDerrick. .317 on the clock here in regulation. And they got some moisture on the floor they need to clean up. Lawson's going to check back in for Norwood. And Mason Cogdill is going to check back in for Hartville. So Sinning gave some good minutes off the bench for Hartville. Hartville's played 7. Norwood has played 9. Or 8, excuse me. First free throw is no good. It's kind of surprising the missed free throws by both these teams.
By both teams.
Second one is no good. Peyton Cogdill with the rebound. And in the backcourt, got to get rid of it. 10 seconds.
Ooh, that's a quick one, wasn't it? That was a quick one.
So turnover number 9 for Hartville. Norwood with 9. I've got both of them with 9 turnovers.
I had Hartville with 10 and Norwood with 9.
Okay. Norwood, McDerris, Kelly from the volleyball line hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Lawson. Norwood keeps possession. Noah Drake rolls it over to McDerris. Opposite corner, Lawson. Lawson brings it back out top. Now, loose basketball. Norwood turns it over. Here's a double team. Hartville now with numbers if they can get it across.
They turned it over.
Ward, a little too excited, threw it at the feet of Mason Cogdill, who was all alone.
54-44, Hartville lead with 2:30 left to go in this contest.
Super Vaughn with the basketball, gets it to McDerris. McDerris rolls it to Carter Kelly. Here's a three from the wing. It's up, no good. Rebound, Mason Cogdill. Garrison gets the double team. Finds Jackson again. It's 3-on-1, and there you go. That time, Jackson said, I'll just take it in.
Little Euro step and lays it in.
56-44. Norwood needs a bucket. Turnaround jumper, no good. Peyton Cogdill, another rebound. Gets it to Boone Garrison. Peyton Cogdill, nice speed. Oh, shot up, no good. The loose ball. Now we got a foul on the floor. Coach Reed's like, that wasn't a foul.
They're going to get Boone Garrison on that.
That's his second.
I think Coach Reed had the argument that we always have. How can he call that when it's in front of when it's in front of you?
Yeah. So at the line, shooting a couple, Noah Drake. First one, no good.
And that's 3 in a row that Norwood's missed. 4. 4 in a row?
Yep. Second one is good. 56-44. Andrew Bradshaw comes in for Norwood. Under 2 minutes, 1:50 to go. An 11-point ball game. Peyton Cogdill gets it to Mason Cogdill. Mason Cogdill to Jackson. There's a double team. And we got a foul. That's going to be on Cooper Vaughn. And that will
get Cooper Vaughn.
Yep, that's his third. And that's going to put Jackson Ward back at the free throw line.
Oh, now Cooper Vaughn just got teed up.
Oh, did he? Well, that is not good. So Jackson Ward will shoot 2 free throws. And then I would say, I don't know who Coach Reed will have shoot the free technicals. First one's good for Ward. Second one is good. 58-45. Now there'll be a couple technicals. Shot. Who's going to shoot it?
They're just going to let Jackson
shoot it. And then Hartville will get the basketball. First one's no good. So Jackson will get one more, and then it will be Hartville basketball. And he makes
like 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
59-45, Hartville lead with 1:40 left.
And Jackson Ward in the second half, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points. for Jackson Ward in the second half. And we got another. There's the flop. The flop. And that's going to be on Harmon Johns.
So it's not a foul. It's just a violation.
It's not a foul?
Okay. So it's like a, I mean, it's like a turnover, like a...
Well, Hartville still got it.
Well, maybe it's a, maybe each team gets a warning. I don't know.
Johns gets the inbound. Hartville now into their half court. In the corner. Mason Cogdill has the double team back into the corner. Off to Boone Garrison. Peyton Cogdill catches. Tip, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with Hartville. 1:16 to go. Norwood's going to throw everything at Hartville here with their full court pressure in the backcourt. Peyton Cogdill to inbound. And Hartville turns it over and then gets hit with the foul.
Yeah, Jackson Moore can be hit with the foul.
.59-45, 1:14 to go in this championship game of the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. First free throw is no good.
Goodness. Well, Norwood really shot themselves in the foot here in this fourth quarter from the free throw line.
Yeah. Second one is good. Again, full court pressure. And there's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Noah Drake. That's his fifth. So Noah Drake fouls out with 16 points. And that will put Boone Garrison at the line, 2-2. 1:13 to go. These two teams, I feel confident in saying they're going to meet again.
Oh, especially, and now it's split, 1-1.
Yeah. You know.
Well, you got to play a third one just for the tiebreaker.
Yep. Second one is no good. Both teams really struggled from the line. 60 seconds to go. McDerris drives, shoots, and scores. And a timeout. Called by Norwood. They're down by 12 with 62 seconds to go. Big thank you again out of Hartville, Arnold Trucking and Excavating, along with your local shelter insurance agent, Ryan Wynn, and in Norwood, Gunter Construction. At some other great sponsors for the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic, the Grove Family Restaurant, Grove Pet Supply, Oak Star Bank, and our corporate sponsors, again, Stephen Gum, your State Farm insurance agent in Mountain Grove, and SM Butcher Shop. It's been a dandy one. 12-point ball game. Hartville has never trailed.
Now, they jumped on them early and was able to put enough cushion if weather the storm there in the second quarter, and then after halftime, Hartville's just kind of imposed their will.
Well, Norwood tied it up at 29 all in the third, and that's been it. Hartville gets it inbound, and there's a foul, and that will put Mason Cogdill at the line.
Get Pierce Lawson on that foul.
I have that as his first. It is.
Yep.
56 seconds to go. Mason Cogdill, he did a good job playing with three fouls. I mean, he picked up his fourth. Another missed free throw. So he's missed two in a row. Both coaches are going to look at these missed free throws and go, second one is good. So Mason Cogdill, 15 points. And here's a scoop shot. Up no good by McDerris. He's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Get Jackson Ward on that foul.
His board. They all of them look tired.
Yeah, they've left it all out here tonight.
First one comes up a little short. Second one's good. There's the trap. Johns with the basketball. Gets it to Mason Cogdill. Mason Cogdill to Payton. Payton has it knocked away out of bounds. And it'll stay with Hartville. 40 seconds to go. Hartville is going to redeem a loss. And now, you know, if both these teams, let's say both these teams win out, okay? Because they don't play each other again in conference. Now Payton Cogdill will go to the line and shoot two. And you're seeding it. Norwood beat Hartville at home. Hartville beats Norwood in a neutral site.
Right.
So wouldn't you like to hear the discussion for that one seed?
How do you argue for that one seed?
Yeah. First free throw's good by Payton Cogdill. Second one's good.
63-49.
McDerris drives, kicks it out. Lawson for three is good. Timeout Norwood. That's their last timeout. 30 seconds to go. Coach Chadwell coaching to the very end. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this, you know, next week, in 2 weeks, we'll have the state rankings come out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Hartville's at number 5 in Class 2, Norwood number 1. Got some good teams in Class 2.
Where is this district played at?
Mansfield.
Mansfield?
Yep. Yep. It's Class 2, District 10. Mansfield's a district host. Norwood, Hartville, Bakersfield, Dora, Fordland, Gainesville, Mansfield. Pretty good district.
Absolutely. Loaded.
Hartville inbound. They get it to Payton Cogdill. Payton Cogdill is going to be fouled, and he'll go back to the line with 24 seconds. You know, Payton's kind of their man, scoring-wise. He was held pretty quiet, but he does so much defensively, rebounding.
And, you know, we talked about this, like, over the break. You take a player like Payton Cogdill, He's used to being kind of the scoring threat, but has zero problems of just being more of a decoy and get just out-rebounding people or making better passes or setting better screens.
Yeah, getting assists.
Yeah.
Well, that foul was on Payton Cogdill. That's his fourth, and it puts Payton McDerris back at the line. Shooting three, and another missed free throw. Well, there's a bunch of missed free throws, again, by both teams.
Both teams, yeah.
Another one. Yeah. That's 9 missed free throws just in the fourth by Norwood.
Yeah, it's an 11-point game. 10
missed the second one.
Missed 10 free throws in the fourth quarter, and they're down 11.
Johns with the basketball. Coach Reed wants a timeout with 9 seconds to go, which is wise because now the 10-second, you know, you don't have to worry about that. 9.5 seconds on the clock, 63-52. Hartville, again, will come out on top. But missed free throws. 9 missed free throws by Norwood in the fourth quarter. And then 10 total. They missed 10 total. Hartville, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. They missed 9. Hartville gets it inbounded in the backcourt. You can just hold it. Just hold it. Or not. Shot up and in. And Lawson gets the bucket. But Hartville gets the win. 63-54. Good ball game. Two good teams. And I really feel pretty good that they will beat again. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go through first half, through game scoring. You're listening to Championship Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gumm, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
All right, welcome back. Again, Hartville gets the win, and they are your tournament champion. Oh, the all-tournament team.
Robbins for West Plains. Cooper Vaughn for Norwood. McDerris. Norwood. Jackson Road. Hartville. Mason Caulfield. Mason Caulfield gets the MVP.
Yep. So, Clayton Robbins of West Plains, Cooper Vaughn, Norwood, Peyton McDerris, Norwood, Jackson Ward, Hartville, Mason Cogdill, Hartville, and Peyton Cogdill, the MVP. And Hartville gets the win. Going through the scoring for Norwood, Cooper Vaughn, 15, Peyton McDerris, 11, Noah Drake, 16, Carter Kelly, 6. Pierce Lawson, 2. Gunnar Bradshaw with 2. Gary Williams with 2. Norwood scored 12 in the first, 12 in the second, 11 in the third, 19 in the fourth. For Hartville, and he did this so quietly, Peyton Cogdill, 13 points. Boone Garrison with 6. Mason Cogdill, 15. Gus Sitting with 2. Armin Johns with 14. Jackson Ward with 13. Hartville scored 17 in the first, 10 in the second, 18 in the third,
18 in the fourth. All of Jackson Ward's points come in the second half. Yes, he's on the bench in foul trouble pretty much the whole first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes in and just kind of takes charge there in the second half, and rightfully so. I mean, he belongs on that tournament team after that display of ball playing.
Yes, again, your all-tournament team from West Plains, Clayton Robbins, from Norwood, Cooper Vaughn, and Peyton McDerris, and then from Hartville, Jackson Ward, Mason Cogdill, and your MVP, number two, Peyton Cogdill, and your champions of the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic for 2025, back-to-back Family Pharmacy Panther Classic champions, the Hartville Eagles, defeating Norwood 63-54. For Dylan, back studio, and Tyler, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. We got more basketball coming your way Tuesday night on the Fox 96.9.
This has been the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic, presented by the following Mountain Grove, Hartville, and Norwood businesses: S&M Butcher Shop, State Farm Insurance, Stephen Gum, Arnold Trucking and Excavating, Grove Pet Supply, Oak Star Bank, Shelter Insurance Agent Ryan Wynn, and Gunter Construction.